Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. The Defont Leroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Westerly, Rhode Island. This is episode 222 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Good evening, Mr. Klinsman.
Good evening, Eugene. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, I am very well. Just trying to think. Weather has been disappointing lately. But other than that, I'm good. Get ready. I got the countdown going like 8 days until I'm in Florida, so I'm happy about that. What's new with you, sir?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No, I cut the grass today.
It's not the only thing that got cut this week down in
the studios. Yeah, no.
Gonna bring that up on the podcast.
Yeah. He got his nads taken out.
How's he doing? Is he recovering well?
Oh, yeah. He's back to being a jackass.
He's just a goofball still. Isn't that supposed to, like, calm them down a little bit?
Yeah, that's what Susie said.
Didn't work, huh?
Nope.
Maybe they left a little bit in there.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
I did the pre-op in the vet. I said, how long's he got to wear the cone for? I said, because I got family coming in about a week and a half. Oh, we don't send them home with cones anymore. Unless they wake up from the anesthesia and they start licking at it. And I said, oh, okay. I'm like, he's coming home with a cone. Who the hell is she joking? So I go to pick up. Yeah, I'm here to pick up Rhodey. Yep, he's all ready. Give us a minute. Get him ready. I said, okay. So all of a sudden I hear like the vet tech, come on, Rhodey, come on, it's time to go home. You hear his tss as he's running down the hall, and I look over and he's got the lampshade on his melon.
The cone of shame.
I said, so much for not putting a cone on. She's like, oh, as soon as he came to, he started licking in that area, and then he tried pulling out his IV. I said, oh fabulous.
So you got a little rambunctious, huh?
Yeah, so we just went and got him a new one, because the cone wasn't big enough, so he was able to wrap around and lick the area that has stitches. So we went to, they have some nicer ones, not the regular ones that you get at the vet that look like the lampshade, the plastic all clear one.
Yeah.
So they have some that are a little more comfortable, like they bend a little bit. And the girl even said, she's like, yeah, they're supposed to cover their snout so that they can't get at it. So we got them a real nice one, Bill.
Oh, good. No expense spared.
Absolutely not. Nope.
Hopefully it's the only time he needs to use it.
Yeah, let's hope so.
So what's the recovery on that? Just a few days till the stitches fall out kind of thing?
No, they said about 10 days he's got to wear the cone.
Really?
Just to make sure he doesn't. Yeah, we got to go back in a week, and they're going to check on him, see how things
are
going.
So the cone might be coming off right before we get down there.
It could be.
Yeah, interesting. Well, that's good. I'm glad everything came out okay.
Yep.
So you're talking about mowing your lawn. Was it very long? Because
you guys have
got a lot of rain, so it must be like a jungle.
I do it every Friday, and each week it's getting worse and worse. It's growing. Like, I'm going to start going to 2 days a week now.
I was just thinking the same thing, because I cut mine on Thursdays, and I cut it in a week, and it was so long. It was like a jungle when I was cutting through. At least the grass up here, even when it's long, it's not super thick. It's not hard to get
through. Yeah, this is hard, man. I got to get it better. I got one of those throwaway lawnmowers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get one, you know, that you, kind of self-helps you.
The self-propelled mower? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I got to get something pretty good for down here, because that St. Augustine grass is really thick.
It's doing a number on you.
And I don't know about you, but I love it when it's cut. It looks so good. So why not do it twice a week? Because come Wednesday, I start looking out, and I'm like, oh, it looks like crap, because it's just getting so long. I like the way it looks. And I said, you know, come Tuesday, Wednesday, it already looking lousy again, so I'm going to start doing it twice a week.
Yeah, that's not too bad. It'll slow down once it starts getting warmer.
Yeah, the problem is we get so much rain.
That's true.
So you get that torrential 1-inch downpour followed by sunshine all day. So, yeah, June, July, August, it grows even worse.
Oh, yeah. What? How big of a yard do you have, like square footage? Just a couple thousand?
I don't know. It's pretty. We got a pretty big backyard.
Is it big? Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Even when we put the pool in, there's still going to be some yard in the back, which is nice.
You should get a ride-on mower so you can have the Bud Light going, get a cigar. the wife beater and the straw hat.
I got a postage stamp in the front, so, I mean, I could literally cut it with a weed whacker.
Oh, there you go. Just imagine driving around on the front with a little ride-on mower, making like one turn, spinning the tires.
Got to make sure that you have the stain on the wife beater, too, the SpaghettiOs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or like you're right. Sitting there and you're just eating the SpaghettiOs like with your hands.
Right out of the can.
Just, yeah, wiping it on your shirt.
Oh, of course, yeah. This is Eric.
So they're taking one of the alligators out of the pond at work.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it he or she becoming a menace?
From what I heard, I was there Thursday alone. And Dedek informed me that he was going to be flying out to the West Coast. I said, okay, thanks for giving me a heads up. I'm not going to be working with you on Thursday. I said, hello, Jamie. So Billy, the assistant pro, said, just an FYI, later tonight, we got some trappers coming out. I said, so for what?
Oh, Trapper John.
Said they're going to take one of the gators out. I said, the big gator over by the driving range. I said, what are they taking him out for? And he said, oh, he's been stalking Bill Murray. I said, oh, son of a gun. We have a guy who goes to get balls, and I call him Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
From Caddyshack. He's like this old, like, quote, retired pro, and he gives lessons unsolicited. He's just a goofball.
Oh, it's kind of like Dr. Eugene McClintock?
Yeah, it's kind of like Charles McClintock, the 15th. Yeah, so, like, he's an old pro, so our pro always lets him go hit balls. So he'll go hit balls, and one day he comes, and he's got, like, these baskets and these waiters, and this idiot walking through the parking lot? And I said, it's like Bill Murray from Caddyshack. So I said, oh, it's Doug. So I started calling him Bill Murray. So the name stuck. So Thursday, I haven't seen him in a while. So they hired him just to get balls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so like that's like his regular job. He just comes like when we get low on balls, and he goes and out gets balls. But the guy said during the day, he's a maniac. He's like crawling through like the high grass where you don't want to even walk through that because you don't know what the hell's in there. And he's like crawling. He's putting the boots on and walking through the lake trying to get balls. I'm like, you're crazy. So I guess he said that it's been, it is a stalker. It does kind of check you out, but I mean, it doesn't come out of the water and go after you. But he said, no matter where he goes, he said he sees those eyes in the snout and he follows them all around the lake. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Only Bill Murray.
Yeah, of course.
So one guy actually thought his name was Bill Murray. He comes in. I go, hey, Bill Murray, what's going on? So then we start talking. Guy overhears the conversation. He goes, so there's quite a bit of alligators in that pond, Bill? And I just started laughing. He really thought his name was William Murray.
Bill Bilson.
That's a perfect name. I got a picture of him, too. I snapped a picture in the pro shop. I'll have to put that on our social media.
Of William Murray.
Just a picture of him. He's like, what were they talking about? Mafia. We have this. Yeah, they were just talking mafia and all this stuff. You know, yeah. My grandfather was good friends with Al Capone. I'm like, oh, jeez. I'm like eating a salad. I'm like, I got to take a picture of this nonsense. Guillermo Murray.
Guillermo Murray. Yeah, I'm a little worried about my lawn when I go away for the week. I'm going to come back. The thing's going to be like the tropical rainforest.
Yeah. Make sure you're going to cut it short right before you leave?
I'll have to cut it, yeah, the Friday before. And then I guess when I get back on the Sunday, have to cut it again. So that's not too bad. That's only like 9 days apart. So I think that'll be okay.
You're not going to send one of your sisters down to cut it?
Oh, yeah, that would go well. Did you hear that Por Favor Mary put in an offer on a house?
No.
Yeah, she's got a house that went through inspection. I think she's closing on it in about a month or so.
Where is this going to be?
It's on Post Road in Warwick, Rhode Island.
Whereabouts?
Down past, probably like a mile past where your mother's house was, like further down Post Road.
Oh, going down toward Gaspy Point.
Yeah, yeah, down that way.
So she sees the writing on the wall of getting booted out.
Yeah, poor Vorhead's coming in, putting up pictures on the wall, measuring things, and she knows her time was coming up.
Got the trash bag with all the shorts and pajamas out on the front lawn. It's time to go. Time to go, Billy. Yeah. Ends up having to go to court to like that. Those parents who had to throw their 30-year-old out.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, that's the news. Anyway, would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Jamie.
It is from Two Roads Brewery out of Connecticut, and it is called the Lil Heaven Session IPA. and it's a crushable India Pale Ale, according to the can. One hell of a heavenly brew. I'm trying to find the alcohol content on this, but I don't... Oh, 4.8, so it's lower. That's why they're calling it a session. And it's got Azaka, Equinox, and Mosaic hops. Very hoppy. I'm not a huge fan of it, but, you know, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
It's got those floral notes when you drink it.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I don't either. I just hear people saying it.
Chai-me!
What do you say? Should we take it? You got anything else you want to add here about cha or anything?
No, there's no cha stories this week.
My wife said that she just started listening to the podcast again because she couldn't get her app figured out. Mm-hmm. So I finally just grabbed her phone and downloaded like the last 10 episodes or whatever. And she said she was listening the other morning and you were doing your cha impersonation and she had to like pull over because she was laughing.
That's good. That's beautiful.
Something about you gotta be a creative, I think, was the part that cut her.
Oh, yeah, you got about the make of the money.
Yeah.
Got to get the creative.
All right.
He did. You know what? No, he did give me crap. He did give me crap yesterday about my business transaction.
Oh, about the double dime?
Yeah, so he goes, he'd play. So I go, yeah, I said, I have a business transaction. He told me, he goes, how did that go down? So I told him, oh, good job. I said, yeah. So he went into the pro shop and the guy's counting the money. I'm sorry, we're closed. And guy's like, whoa. He goes, you still got like 3 hours of sunlight. He goes, I can't go out. No, we close at 5:30. I'm like, oh, here's my opportunity. I go run now. Do you want to go out, sir? Yeah. I'm like, you got any cash on you? And he said, yeah. He goes, you want me to just take care of you? I said, yeah. I said, but get me when you come in because it'll make it look like it's a tip. So he said, all right. So I told Chad, no. You got to make sure you get it up front because he's going to come in and totally try to blow you off. He goes, you got to get it up before they go out. He was not happy with my...
I mean, you got away with it this time, but the next time you might not be so lucky.
Yeah, but it's almost like paying for dinner before you have it, you know? I mean...
That's true.
I have feelers. I put good feelers out.
What kind of horse and pony show are they running where they close the pro shop at 5:30 when you get sunlight till 9 o'clock?
Hey, I don't know, and I don't ask questions.
That's the best time. I mean, I assume down there that's the best time to play because, the sun's starting to go down, the heat's not as bad.
Yeah, but it drives us nuts when we see these schmucks come walking out at 5:30, quarter to six, schlepping their bag. You start the timer again. You look, my last group's on 14. I'm going to be out of here in about an hour and 10 minutes. And then you see, the ding, cha-ching, cha-ching. You hear that noise of the golf bag.
Yep.
And it's even worse when they got it cut over their shoulder.
Yeah.
Like they're throwing arrows. Then you know you're not getting any tip. And they're going to be out there till they got the flashlights on.
Yeah, they're the ones. They're throwing like three balls down from 110 out, and they're practicing their little
pitcher wedge. Yeah,
that's not good.
Being a cart guy in the summer is terrible.
Yeah, because you could be there till 10 o'clock some nights, I imagine.
No. Because you get out of there pretty much at sun. Because you don't have 100 people coming in.
That's true. Because most people aren't playing in the summer.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, like Wednesday or Thursday, we only had 27 on the books. All go out at 8, so by the time I got there was like maybe 14 people. And then you get all your walk-ups and stuff.
And those are the guys that aren't going to tip. You're not seeing a nickel from them very often.
Joey worked by himself, and he was leaving when I was coming, and I said, how much did you make? He goes, 50. He goes, and I had to hustle for 50. I said, okay. He goes, most of them are in. He said, you're not going to make anything. I said, all right, you want me to text you tonight as soon as I hit 50? And he's like, yeah, he goes, if you hit 50, I'll kiss you. I said, okay. So at about 5:30, I text him. I said, I got 56. I said, and I still got 20 something out on the golf course. So then last night, he goes, how'd you end up making out? And I just text him back. I said, 113. All of a sudden, my phone starts ringing. How'd you make 113 last tonight? I go, Joe, I'm resourceful. Let's just leave it that way.
You got to think outside the box, Joe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's too by the book.
No, he isn't.
Oh, no.
No, he's bad.
113.
Me and Char are the two earners there.
Yeah.
We should have, like, different colored shirts. You know, like how the supervisors wear, like, a different color?
I would love to just watch, like, a reality show of this.
Of you would watch this each week?
If they put that on the Golf Channel and just called it like Cart Boys or something.
You would watch it every week.
Oh, imagine that. You're just sitting down on the cart, you're eating your soup, and you're talking to the camera guy. You're like, yeah, this guy came in, 5:35. They were counting the drawer. And you know, the light went off in my head, and I said, hit me at the end. Make it look like a tip. And then you pull out the 20 and start dangling the 20 in front of him. That's a double dime. You don't see those every day.
You liked it when I snapped that picture and sent it to you, didn't you? Did you just start laughing?
I'm like, oh, a 20, that's pretty good. Because it wouldn't have been as good if he gave you, like, two 10s either. It had to be the 20 itself.
Then again, there's this other guy, Sean, right? He's one of my customers. So he comes rolling in. So he comes rolling in. He pops, hey, Mike. I go, hey, Sean. I said, you're going to the range? And I give him a wink. He goes, oh, he goes, actually, I made a tee time. I said, you did? He said, yeah, I got three people. And I said, all right. I said, it's me and my two friends. I said, okay. So his friends tipped me pretty well, so I get everybody loaded up. So he comes, he's done playing. I look over, and his wife's with him. His wife's got the bag on the back of the cart. I said, son of a gun. So I said, they live on the golf course, so he must have went over and picked her up wherever the hell they live, throw the bag on, and she played for nothing.
Good move. That's a smart move.
So I go, Sean, I said, were you a threesome or a foursome today? And he just walked away, like, with his tail between his legs. It was hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, the reality show, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, we got to pitch that to the network execs that we have listening to this show.
Well, me and Dedek already kind of, like, half wrote it. We did, like, the intro. It was going to be called The Gentlemen's.
Oh, The Gentlemen's.
And that was going to be the name of the show. And Mr. and Mrs. Gentlemen. And, like, at the beginning, you see Cha, because he lives over there, too. So he rides his bike to work every day.
Oh,
so, like, you see, like, you have, like, the intro music, and it says, starring Cha Kim. And he's, like, on his bike, and eating some sushi. And
you know it's got to be, like, on film. It's got to have that, like, grainy look from the 80s where everything's, like, a little bit blown out color-wise, and it's got that grainy film look. Yeah,
yeah. We've already been working on The Gentlemen's. Like,
Little different. You're working on a sitcom. I'm talking about a reality show.
Your reality show, okay.
Well, it's a spinoff. We could do both. There's no problem with producing both of these.
You would be glued, wouldn't you? Like, this would be, like, people's Sopranos.
Yeah.
You'd be like cart guys of Stony Brook. And it could be like Real World. Like every year there's like a different one.
Oh, of course.
Cranston Country Club is going to be this year. Yeah. Oh, I know Vinny. He was real bad.
That would be a YouTube series. If we did that and like literally just no holds barred and talk to you guys and put it up on YouTube, I bet you could get a lot of subscribers for that.
Hey, what are those guys doing on the side? Oh, they're the film crew. Huh? Me and John just struck a deal for a reality show.
Yeah, they greenlit 6 episodes with an option for an additional 16 if they pick it up at the midseason sweeps.
I still think Pablo selling the coffees with Jameson is the best to his Saturday morning group.
That's what I'm talking about. You get this stuff on film and it's golden.
You guys would roll up. He'd run back to the restaurant. He's like, he's making coffees. And they were called Happy Coffees, and Pablo had $40 in his pocket before the first group was out.
Happy Coffee.
They called them Happy Coffees.
And then you get like the episode where the owners pull you aside. It's like, I know you're selling balls. You got to stop it, or we're getting rid of you. And then like the dramatic music plays. And you're like, yeah, Chai and I, we had to sit down. We had to get a new game plan going. Because once you get the taste, you can't get away from selling the range balls, selling the rounds. We just have to be more careful.
The other thing they had, too, they had code names. This was back in the day. So, like, Derek's buddy, he's actually my old boss from the Oaks, his son. His name is Vinny. So Vinny would call Derek and said, I got Joey 25 coming up. That meant that his name was Joey, and he would pay 25 for a round of golf. So they would get him out as a friend, like a friend and family.
Yeah.
It's like, you get a text, Gary 15 is on his way. So I'd be, hey, Gary, yeah, all right. And palm me 15.
That would be a good reality show.
That would be fantastic. I'd read a book about, like, the dirtiest thing. I always ask Billy, the assistant pro, tell me some dirty stories. I still think the guy hustling gloves out of the pro shop was real bad.
Wait, what happened there?
He said that this guy used to, he said this guy would actually like say, what's your size and stuff? And he'd just go grab a large foot joint off the rack and sell it for $10.
You just steal it and then sell it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty dirty.
That's real bad.
Because you're not selling something tangible.
Correct.
Like a range ball, you pick them up at the end of the day. A round of golf, I mean, the course is there.
Yeah, no, I'm not going in and grabbing like Gatorades and stuff.
You're not,
and selling
like,
them
you're not pocketing 50. Like a sleeve of Pro V's and being like, oh, just give me $10. It's good.
No, that's where I draw my limits. That's bad.
You got to have morals. You got to be able to sleep at night.
The way it is, it's no different. The place is closed. Hey, can I get some? We're just about ready to throw the soup out anyways.
Right,
that's exactly what happened at Wilderness Lodge.
It's like when you're showing up to Honeydew Donuts at like 8:55 and you know they close at 9. It's like you throw any of those donuts away and you walk out with the 24 of the olds. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's just called playing the game.
Yeah, it's just gaming the system.
All right, we're good like 22 minutes into this first segment. You want to take a break here?
Yeah, we might as well. Back from break. This is episode 222 of the Por Favor Monte Ngase Alejandro de los Podcast. We've been looking forward to this one for a while, haven't we?
Oh, yes. I couldn't wait. I was up all night last night thinking about it and got a lot of good things to talk about. So why don't you introduce the premise? Because you got you had some private intel on this, and then you said we would dedicate a show to it. So go ahead.
So here's the background. Mr. DeVorni texted me about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said that one of his coworkers is going to be renting his dad's house near Disney for a week or 10 days, and they were wondering different things to do in and around the parks. They have two grandkids, and they're in their early teens.
Okay.
So I said, well, that might be a fun podcast to put together and do some brainstorming and figure out where these two little weasels should go.
And you did say they're both girls, right?
Correct, two females.
Two granddaughters.
Yep.
So it's grandparents with their two early teenage granddaughters on a trip to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And are they tied to Disney, or are they just tied to Orlando, the greater Orlando area?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even talked about how many days park passes they should get. Or
all right, so let's break that down all here. Sure.
All right. Now, just to begin, I'm thinking if you're renting a house, you're probably not a big parks nerd anyways, and you want to take advantage of stuff outside the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably also looking to save a little bit of money.
Yeah.
So obviously we're not going to recommend Citricose and Grand Floridian Cafe all the
time. No, I don't know that, like, Citricose and Narcoossee are definitely, like, in the 13 and 14-year-old's wheelhouse. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that may not... But you got to know the kids. So it's hard. We don't know them, so that maybe they are used to that kind of situation. But, yeah, you're probably right. I'm guessing they'll do a couple... couple quick serves, couple casual sit downs.
Oh, what a golf shot by Kenny Perry.
Oh, Kenneth.
I haven't seen him play for a while. Ooh, par three. He's got a little tap in for birdie. I'm sorry, Clinsman.
That's all right. What time of year are they planning on this?
It's going to be like in June. It's going to be in a couple weeks.
Oh, it's coming up soon. So
actually, they went last. They came back. They just got back. So.
Oh, they're already home.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're helping them out big time. But that's not...
No, they're not. But they're going like in June sometime, okay. June, July, so it's coming up.
But either way, I mean, whether or not it applies to them, I mean, we can apply it to them, and whether or not they take the advice is one thing, but it still goes, because when you have kids of a certain age, some of the Disney stuff can wear off a little bit, you know? I mean, not for everybody. Some kids just take to it no matter what, but some, when they get into the teenage years, they kind of... You know, you could get a little Disney fatigue. It's not all about princesses and things like that when you're a 13 or 14-year-old. So I get it. But there's a lot to do. I would definitely say, you know, it's got to be parks heavy. Because you can go let them have a little run of the park for a little while, meet back up with them in a couple hours. You know, with cell phones now, you can always keep tabs on people very easily. So you can kind of give them a little bit of freedom to roam around the park, have the grandparents get a little time on their own. And let them run ragged, do their thing. Because there's still plenty to do for kids in any of the parks of that age. You know, there's good thrill rides, there's good dark rides, everything like that. I don't think your main plan for this was to break down the rides they should go on, though. Is that correct?
That's correct, Bill. That's correct.
So what were you? What were some of your thoughts? Bring us into your mindset for this.
Can I play the crickets in the background when I edit this?
You got nothing. So let's talk about... a couple things outside the box that I'm thinking, since they're down in Orlando, is to you don't have to do everything Disney, because they're staying off property, so they're most likely going to have a rental car, I assume.
Yes.
So don't tie yourself down to just Disney World stuff. I mean, obviously, if that's what you're looking to do, go to the parks for as many days as you want. But I would say look into Universal. Because that's more geared towards older kids and adults with more thrill rides and things like that, especially if they're Harry Potter fans, because those two lands and those parks are so apparently so well-themed and really intricate. So, you know, don't rule out Universal. Definitely set some time aside for Disney Springs and doing the shopping and dining thing there. And even City Walk at Universal, spend some time doing that perhaps. Checking out the shops and the dining at that location. So those are just a couple things that I was thinking that might be maybe not on the front of their minds or in their plans, but just don't rule it out. How about water parks? What do you think about that?
Yes. That's what me and Susie were talking about when we rent out to run some errands tonight. I definitely think the water parks are in play, don't you?
I 100%, because I think that's the perfect age for the water parks, because the slides are like, there's some really thrilling ones, there's some pretty tame ones, but, you know, what kids don't like hanging out in the wave pool, Typhoon Lagoon, doing the lazy river, doing some high thrill rides, and then, you know, if the grandparents want to join them, they can, or they could just hang out in a cabana and, you know, go on the lazy river, get a cocktail, whatever, and just enjoy the sun. So I think that's perfect. I think the water parks are made for that kind of situation. Especially in June, when the weather's going to be perfect for it.
Yes. Yes, and I would recommend, although I have not been to the one over at Universal, I would assume because it's still relatively new and a novelty that it still draws some big crowds.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, I would just say pick one of the Disney ones. And I'm a Typhoon Lagoon guy. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I would definitely, if you're only going to do one, I would say Typhoon Lagoon just because of the wave pool.
Mm-hmm.
And because they both have the lazy rivers, they both have good, you know, big slides. But as far as the wave pool, that really sets Typhoon Lagoon apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Blizzard Beach has the bigger, like, thrilling slide. But
correct.
As far as just overall, I think Typhoon Lagoon's probably better. They're both themed well. You can't really go wrong with either, but yeah, I would say Typhoon Lagoon.
No, they are both themed well, but I still do like Typhoon Lagoon better because it's more Caribbean beachy laid back feeling for me.
Yeah, it's the tiki kind of thing.
Yeah, like as soon as you walk in, it just has that feel, that vibe.
Mm-hmm. Something else I would suggest staying in that same kind of realm is the mini golf. I always suggest it, never done it. But I would say mini golf, whether it's the Winter Summerland or the Fantasia Gardens, I think that's a good option. Or just some like random place off of iDrive or whatever in Orlando. I know there's a Pirate's Cove, there's a few different places down there, but that's a good, like, go to the parks during the day, go back to the house, take a dip at the pool, have dinner, take a shower, go out at night, play a round of mini golf for a couple hours.
Play some mini golf and grab an ice cream.
Yeah, or something. Exactly. What's better than that? That's an all-American vacation tip, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Can't really go wrong with that. I'm guessing, and maybe, I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not thinking like a resort hop is going to be the way to go for them.
No, I was thinking, probably not a resort hop.
Like, hop on the monorail and go resort to resort. It's probably not going to do much for them.
No, and I don't think that there's any type of resort that's themed for a teenager. I think the Grand Floridian kind of has their princesses and their, you know, I was thinking maybe even tea if that's your type of thing.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. But I definitely like the idea of, like, the Disney Springs because there's plenty of shopping, especially now with, like, some of the more trendy shops that they have, like the Uniqlo place. They have the Coca-Cola shop. Like, you could definitely spend a whole afternoon or evening.
It's not going to cost you any money other than whatever you decide that you want to buy shopping.
Yeah, and then have dinner there. There's plenty
have a
of
nice
good
dinner.
Restaurants
yeah, I think that's a great, great, great option.
And then, like I said, the off-property stuff, I mean, I talked about it last week on some of the stuff we're playing. You can always go to the Orlando Eye. I think that's kind of a interesting thing. You could do the Wax Museum. I mean, there's plenty. It's not like Orlando is hurting for tourist things to do.
Correct.
So, you know, you can kind of go online and figure out the types of things that you could spend. Doesn't have to be big bucks. You could spend a few bucks on it and waste a couple hours. Not waste, but, you know, spend a couple hours in the evening. Because I assume, you know, anytime they go to the parks, go early, you know, go for most of the day, leave maybe mid-afternoon, go back to the place they're renting, either take a dip in the pool, take a shower, whatever, kind of have a relaxed dinner, and then do, like, a fun little excursion in the evening. So I'm kind of thinking of these, like, evening things that they can do, whether it's the Orlando Eye, the mini golf, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Disney Springs, all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. There's not a whole lot that I would say is a must-do, like something that's like, oh, if you got teenagers, you got to do this, because there's not a whole lot really catered directly to them outside of the parks. You know, Disney Springs, as far as food and drink, that's more geared towards adults, and then, you know, obviously kids have the run of the park and everything like that, but they don't have, like, a bibbidi-bobbidi boutique that's aimed towards the teenagers. Like, a place
13
or 14-year-old.
Like,
like a makeover, get their nails done like Disney or something. Because that might be something they would like, but I don't know. Depends on the type of girl, if they're girly girls or more tomboys or whatever, too.
Now, I'll tell you one of the things that I liked. I did it early on. I was probably 15. I'm not sure what the age limit is, but renting one of the boats at the marina, one of the marinas.
That's not a bad idea.
And I would highly recommend going over to the monorail loop because it's just got much more open water and much more scenery than.
Well, that's true.
If you were to go over to the Epcot resorts,
yeah, you can always go and even else. Do the one at the Contemporary, do Bay Lake instead of the Seven Seas Lagoon.
Yeah,
as well, because that's really nice on that side of the Contemporary.
Well, if you wanted to do it for a whole hour, you could actually leave from the Grand Floridian and do Bay Lake and the Seven Seas Lagoon.
Right, that's true. Can make your whole way around.
And just a por favor tip, I know like 20, 30 years ago, they didn't really check the time that you came back. I mean, obviously you can't go all day, but they would rent it by the half hour and you come back an hour later and they didn't say anything.
I'm guessing if it's not busy, they're probably not going to care.
Right.
But I have no way of knowing that. It's nothing I've ever done.
I thought, for me, that was great because I still hadn't had my driver's license, so it was like my first piece of freedom.
Yeah.
It's like when we were staying at the Grand Floridian, and my mom was out on the balcony kind of yelling at me, don't go too fast, don't do this, don't do that. And of course, me being a 15-year-old boy, I was doing everything she told me not to. You know, don't go too far, and I'm over at Wilderness Lodge exploring. But it's kind of cool, though, like when you don't have your driver's license and...
Yeah, it's like when just kind of go out exploring. For the first time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I recommend that. I think that's pretty cool, and yeah, I think that's a male or female thing.
That's very true. Yeah, I can't say that would be bad either way. You're a local, but you're not like a Orlando guy. You've never really explored other parts of Orlando. Like you haven't even been to Universal, correct?
Right. Nope.
So I'm trying to see if you have any insight on this, but you're not really the person to ask on this.
I'm not at this time, no.
What about like doing the like a NASA thing or something like that? Is that, you think that's good?
I did
for that age?
Yeah, I did that back when there was only one park. We went up there and
yeah,
did that. I enjoyed that.
Like how far is that from downtown?
Probably about maybe an hour or so.
That's not too bad for that age. Yeah, that would be something interesting to do. I think that would be memorable. I mean, space is kind of resurging now with all the Tesla stuff, trying to, like, do those, like, privatized launches to go to Mars and things like that. So there's a lot going on with NASA. It was in, like, a little dead period for a while, but I feel like it's been revitalized.
I agree.
A lot lately, so I think there's a lot of attention and interest in that. Obviously, you're basically, what, 45 minutes from either the ocean or the Gulf when you're in Orlando?
Yeah, I think you're a little closer to the Atlantic than you are to the Gulf. But yeah, you're looking at it, you know, over an hour, maybe $1.15.
Okay, so there's always the potential of a beach mm-hmm. time doing that. St. Augustine's not that far from Orlando, an hour and 20, hour and a half maybe?
I think St. Augustine's up closer to Jacksonville.
Oh, is it that far up?
Yeah, I think it might be about a 2.5-3 hour drive.
All right, never mind. We'll scratch that because I remember driving down and I thought it was like kind of, you hit that mark and you felt like you were close, but I guess on a 24-hour drive being...
Yeah, once you hit St. Augustine, you are close.
But, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of things to do. And what about, like, restaurants? What Disney restaurant do you think teenage... Because you just took your buddy and his young kid to the 50s primetime, and that wouldn't be bad for teenagers, but I wouldn't say, like, that's a must-do.
No, because they might get a little irritated.
Depends on if they're the eye roll teenagers or if they're like,
yeah, because I'm wondering if that's more of a when you're young and then when you're older that you appreciate it more.
Yeah. Like if they had done it growing up, they'd probably still like it. But if it's their first time, they may be like, this is kind of lame.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I would think like in Hollywood Studios, I would say sci-fi would be the way to go because you get the drive-in theater, you get the move, like you can kind of sit in the car. That's kind of neat, I think, for even a teenager, like as far as a place to eat. What do you think? What would you suggest there? Maybe a quick serve or just, you know, not even bother doing a sit down at Hollywood Studios if they go there?
I would say sci-fi. We can probably maybe pick a restaurant at each park.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
I think a sci-fi.
Sci-fi at Hollywood Studios. How about What are you thinking at Epcot? What would be good? I have one in the back of my head. I want to see what you say first. I know I'm putting you on the spot here.
No, I'm thinking Coral Reef.
Coral Reef's a good idea. I didn't think of that. Now this one, I think you might applaud this. What about a little teppanito, a little hibachi action?
Yes, that's on my list too. I am dying to go there.
I think that's absolutely a perfect spot to go, because that's like entertainment. You get the, it's good food. It's not like just bland park food, and you get the show with the hibachi chef.
Is that on your hit list?
So I like hibachi. I'm not in love with it, and I heard it's good, but I also heard like the kind of the show elements are a little watered down because they try to like get you in and out quicker than most places.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if you've ever been to one, just like a random one. It's kind of like a big production. It takes quite a long time to do the meal, and they like shoot the sake down your throat, and you kind of get a little tipsy going along, and then I think everything's like kind of dialed back a little at Disney, which makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, just like drowning you in alcohol at this thing, but I would like to try it. Yeah, I think that would be good, but it's not like top of my list anyway at Epcot. I'd actually rather do Tokyo Dining before that, or is that the other sit down there, Tokyo Dining?
Yeah, we ate there too. That's fantastic. I have not been to Teppanito yet.
Yeah, I'd probably pick Tokyo Dining over Teppanito at this point, but I would like to try both because I like that kind of food anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Coral Reef's a good choice. I like that. Now the next two, Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom, are kind of both lacking in the sit down areas. So let's see what. You want to do Animal Kingdom first?
Yeah, I haven't been to too many sit-downs, though.
Over there. I'm thinking there's only really one good option, and it's probably the Yak and Yeti if you're doing a sit-down, or just do like do some snacks and maybe do a quick serve, either like Flame Tree or Harambe or something like that. There's not a whole lot there, because Tusker House is a decent buffet, but it's got like the Mickey, Goofy, Donald stuff going on, which
that a 13-14-year-old might not appreciate.
They might not. I mean, they might. You never know. If that's their thing, then definitely that's a good spot to check out. But I'm thinking Yak and Yeti. It's kind of like, it's in the back of the park. It's dark in there. You know, there's some different food options, but there's also burgers and stuff. So it's kind of a little adventurous, a little safe. I think that'd be a good spot to go. What are you thinking, Jeremy? I mean, there's always rainforest at the front of the park. That's not a terrible choice.
They got one of those in Minnesota, though.
Well, that's true. Is that where they're from, Minnesota?
Yeah, yep, yep, okay. Yep. They're up in Minnesota. I'm thinking Yak and Yeti.
Yeah, you like that, too?
I like Yak and
Yeti.
It's
not a bad choice. Because Tiffin's is way too fancy, I think, for that.
Right.
And then Tusker House, like we said, and that's really it. Those are the only options. There's nothing else there as far as sit-downs. So Yak and Yeti, we're picking that. Now, as far as Magic Kingdom goes, this one I'm always...
And last, and certainly least...
It's such a shame because there's no reason they can't have better food at this place. And we say it every time. And I was actually just like... I was looking at pictures and I was on Instagram looking at someone who was in Disney. And I'm looking at their pictures that they're posting. And it's like, man, Magic Kingdom is pretty awesome because you got like Jungle Cruise, you have Tiki Room, Country Bears, Haunted Mansion, Splash Mountain. Like, there's so much good stuff to do there. But you know us, we're all about the filth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where the hell do you go to eat? I mean, you can only have, you know, Cosmic Rays or Columbia. I mean, I like Columbia Harbor House, but I can't only eat there when I go to Magic Kingdom.
And that's a problem. It's your fallback place because it's one of the few good choices.
Yeah.
And that's why you go there all the time.
Yeah. But the other one that's sneaky good is a place that we went to last time we were together, Liberty Tree.
I love Liberty Tree.
I think that's really the only good option for this type of situation.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to say Skipper Canteen.
Okay, that's not a bad choice. I'm thinking it might be a little too adventurous, depending on the types of eaters they are, but that's a fun restaurant because you got kind of the Jungle Cruise theming and everything, so... I like that idea. That's on my short list. I think that's a place that like you and I have to hit up because I don't think I can convince Frank to go there again. He went one time when it first opened. I don't think he was a huge fan.
He didn't like
it.
Yeah.
I don't think Por Favor wife would really enjoy it too much. But I think you and I, we could do some damage there.
Yeah, that's not high on my list because I still have a lot of other things on my bucket list. But
But as far as like a place in Magic Kingdom, you basically walk up any day and just
go and eat
whenever you want. So that's a nice aspect of it. And then how about we'll just throw in Disney Springs. Which one place there do you think they should check out? You know I want to say Art Smith, but I'm going to prevent myself from saying that.
Yeah, God, you guys are just crazy.
It's so good.
Fan club.
You're not as big of a fan of it, huh?
I am, but I mean, some people, like, you guys are like almost cultish.
It's so good. All right, I'm not going to pick it, though. I'm going to pick something else. I can't go Morimoto because I'm already at, like, Yak and Yeti, Teppanito, so I can't just do all Asian food, although that is a good choice. You know what I'm going to pick? I'm going to go with the Edison. Go to the Edison for lunch. They have, like, those walk-around magicians and inventors and stuff. Like, it's a crazy theme in there. There's some pretty interesting food options, and it's not, like, too nightclubby until late at night. So if you go for lunch or an early dinner, I feel like it's a perfect spot for that at the Edison.
I might go to one of the Italian joint.
Oh, the Maria and Enzo's?
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool, too. The Hideaway bar or whatever, the one that's, like, supposed to be
in the cellar.
Rum cellar, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cool spot, too. Yeah, not bad. There's plenty of good options there. You know, there's almost, it's, you know, you could go anywhere in Disney Springs, and you're going to have a good meal with, you know, with that dynamic, with that family dynamic. Morimoto, Art Smith, even the quick serve place like Deluxe or Blaze Pizza, those are good choices. Wolfgang Puck Express, Earl of Melnick, as much as I'm not a huge fan, I know people really like it.
That's another cultish place, Earl of Melnick.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's cheap, relatively.
And the food's pretty, yeah, the food's really good. Good bang for the buck, it's good, isn't it?
It's not bad. I wasn't a huge fan, honestly. I was disappointed by it. It was built up so much in, like, people talking about it that I went for the first time, and I was like, meh. It was like a microwave sandwich. I don't know. Not a huge
fan.
Earl of Melnick. But I know people like that, but yeah, Disney Springs can't really go wrong. There's so many places there. Even Boathouse, you go sit out at the, like,
yeah,
on the deck and get some burgers or sandwiches. You don't have to go all out and spend a ton of money to go there either. They have a good menu, good sandwich menu, good lunch menu there. Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Those are some good choices. It always comes down to food with us, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you, you're like, yeah, I got nothing for them. And then I start talking food, and you're like, oh, yeah, they could go here, they could go here. So
3 hours later.
Yeah, right? We didn't break into the menus too much, so that's good at least.
Now, what are you thinking park-wise? Would you get a four-day, five-day?
I think you got to do, if they're there for 10 days, you got to do at least five in the parks. Because you got to do each one once, and then you could do probably Magic Kingdom twice. Because even though it's more geared towards younger kids, there's so many good rides that they're going to want to do, they're going to need to do Magic Kingdom twice.
Because I'm actually thinking for that age group that Animal Kingdom's going to be their favorite.
It could be.
I think that is a really cool park for that age.
You know what? If they're 10 days, they might as well do it. After you get to 5, to add an extra day is not going to cost much. So even if you only go for a few hours, it's worth adding that 6th or 7th day on there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if they're there for 10 days, do 6 days, 7-day pass. You could do Animal Kingdom twice. You can do Magic Kingdom twice. Epcot once or twice. And then Hollywood Studios once, and you'll be good to go. Yeah, I think you're right. Animal Kingdom could be a big winner because they got the Avatar stuff, which they would love. If they can get on it, because it's
right,
a good thrill
right.
ride and everything, and the whole land is cool. The safari, everyone loves that. There's nobody that doesn't like the safari. Everest
got fantastic shows.
Right. The shows are great. Everest is a great thrill ride. Dinosaur is a great thrill ride. The River Rapids is perfect for that. You know, that's a fun, that would be a fun ride to go on, you know, with your grandkids, I would think. It's like got like a little bit of a thrill. Everyone gets wet. It's fun. You're laughing the whole time. That's a good one to go on. Yeah, Animal Kingdom is sneaky good.
Yes.
Because now everyone's like, oh, you just do Avatar, you go on the safari, you go on Everest, then you leave. But you're missing out on a lot of good stuff if you
all
do
the
that.
Good stuff, yeah, no doubt.
You know, Dinosaur is a great ride. I like the Primeval World roller coaster. I like the shows. Nemo and Lion King are both good shows. Tree of Life, the Bug's Life is a good show. And then all the trails, that's the best part of the park. You know, walking around, seeing the animals, and going in the trails, checking out the Tree of Life. You know how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
All the carvings.
You love that, don't you?
I do. That's my favorite thing, I think. Just looking at the carvings on the Tree of Life. And the nighttime stuff now, too. All the bands and the Tree of Life Awakening, the Rivers of Light. There's a lot to do there now, Billy.
Yeah, there are. Yep, it's a full-day park, that's for sure.
It's a great park. On that note, I have nothing else to add here for this trip. What about you?
No, we can take our second break.
Hope they never end the song. This could take us all night long. I looked at the moon and I felt blue. Then I looked again and I saw you. Eyes like fire in the night. Bridges burning with their light. Now I have to spend the whole night through. And honey, yes, I have to spend it all on you.
Break. This is episode 222 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, my bumper music were two songs that we heard on the way home from Petco tonight.
Oh, okay.
And it was on the Love Channel, Sirius XM Channel 70.
Oh, okay.
And Kristen said, "Shoot Me Now," because they were back-to-back songs, too.
Was one by Olivia Newton-John or something?
Nope. Like? Nope.
John Tesh.
She said, "Shoot Me Now," and then she said, this last song, she said, as soon as it came on, I would have changed the channel. before they got even through the first verse, I would have changed it.
Meanwhile, you're turning up the volume and
I turned it up. Yep. I turned it up and I was blasting, man. I was singing like a.
Were
I
had you drumming window down. On the steering wheel and everything?
There was a part of where I drummed on her knee, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's good. Two good songs. I think you're going to appreciate it. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I do have to mention something before I forget, Bill, and I don't want to put you under too much pressure. But I think we're going to go all or nothing next week, right? We're just going to do a live show, post the raw audio right on onto the podcast because I'll be in town on Saturday, and that's going to be our chance. We'll go live my first night in Florida.
You're going to go live next Saturday?
Yeah, we'll go live from the Florida studio, both of
us. All right, we're live, Jurgen.
Together.
Yep.
And then you know, you'll just record our raw audio onto Audacity and then just bump it right on there, put it out for next week's episode.
Completely raw.
No editing required. Just throw it up there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so that way, hopefully if there's no technical difficulties, it'll work out fantastically. So we'll see how that goes. But I think that's our best bet. We'll talk about that. We can talk my travel day, do a studio tour, things like that.
Yeah, that's going to take a while. I hope you guys are probably going to have to take a nap before you go on.
Oh, that's fine. I am never opposed to taking a nap. I'm excited. I'm excited to see your house. I know how much you love it, and I really want to see it. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun couple of days.
Yeah, it will be good.
Oh, Susie did come up with something.
Oh, okay.
And you guys like it. You guys like aquariums. There's an aquarium in Sarasota.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, the girls will love that. They do love the aquarium. Yeah, that'll be great to do something like that on Sunday afternoon. Sounds good to me. Then we can walk around that downtown area there or whatever. That's a nice area, right? Like downtown Sarasota, kind of.
Sarasota, yeah. Downtown Sarasota is pretty.
Yeah.
Perfect. Whole area is beautiful.
Sounds good to me. On that note, you want to take us home, Bill?
Yeah, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Search for us at Pour for War Podcast. Website is www.pourforwarpodcast.com. Our social media, Twitter and Facebook, so at Pour for War Podcast. You can follow me. At Pour for War Mike, email the show info@pourforwarpodcast. You can email me personally, Mike@pourforwarpodcast, and Mr. Klinsman.
You can email me, Gary@pourforwarpodcast.com, or go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/pourforwarpodcast. It's been a little dead lately, but maybe we can get some new video up in the next few weeks. See how that's going. Jeremy. I think we need to have an email address, Jeremine@pourforwarpodcast.com.
Yeah, I think I have like five total, so yeah, we can make that happen.
How is that spelled?
It depends how many, depending on who sends it, either me or Derek. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of N's and T's and L's. And
so now every time I hear the name Jeremy, all I can think of is Jeremine. Like, it sounds like Jeremy to me.
Yeah, well, Susie was saying that her sister's best friend's husband now, his name is Jamin. That's even closer.
Jamin.
Right, I'll just walk out into the kitchen. Like, I'm watching like a YouTube video. I'll just go out and grab a Bud Light. She's just on Instagram. I turn around, Jamie! And I just turn around and walk right back into the studio.
Just so dumb.
It is pretty ridiculous, isn't it?
I don't know how she lives with you, but it's probably you think an adventure.
You think it's pretty it's rough, isn't it?
It's got to be rough. I mean, if you didn't bring home those tips from the golf course, you'd probably have you out on the street by now.
Vito was so happy last night.
With the 20? Yeah.
Well, just what I brought home. Michael, it's been very slow between the rain and you being sent home early. You know, the funds had just not been there. And like on a day like today, she's like, you were very resourceful. She's like, that's why I keep you on in this family. She was very happy.
Oh, because, you know, you can get on thin ice when the money dries up.
Yeah, I mean, then they have no need for you.
It's only what have you done for me lately.
Right.
It's not like you can go collect unemployment.
No, exactly, no.
Beautiful thing. All right, bring us home.
All right, thanks for listening to episode 222 of the Por Favor Montaigne Gase Alejandro De Les podcast from Mr. Klinsman. Up in Westerly, I am Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we will talk to you next Saturday, Facebook Live on our website. Not on our website, but on our page. Facebook Live, right, Mr. Klinsman?
Yeah, Facebook Live. I don't know what time. We'll have to see.
Yeah, as it gets closer, we'll put up a time, but
and
plan on...
And I think Jurgina said she wants to go live at the beginning, so she wants to be on, so maybe like 7:30.
Okay.
Around that time, but we'll see how it goes.
That works for me.
We'll post ahead of time anyway.
All right.
All right, see you next week, everyone.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you later.
We'll be right back.